Hello everyone, welcome back to the Book to Write podcast, and I hope you're all somehow staying positive, but it is so exhausting. It's just really everyone kissing everyone's ass for money. Elon Musk, I just don't even know. I shouldn't start on such a negative note, because I do think there are a lot of good people doing a lot of good things, and I think we have a lot of positivity in the future. I hope. I'm even possibly thinking that you're all thinking that I'm stretching that positivity there, because really it is beyond control. I can't imagine it. You know, if I had billions of dollars, I would be, I would not be involved. I would not be trying to say anything. I'd be lying on a beach with a cocktail and a pile of books beside me. And I'd be reading book after book and sipping cocktails and traveling around and enjoying and meeting people and trying to understand what their local culture is and trying different foods and just enjoying life. But you have people who are on the brink of becoming trillionaires. Trillionaires. And they want more and more and more and more, and they don't want to give anything to anyone, anywhere. And they encourage things like laying off thousands of people. They encourage things like removing healthcare benefits. It really, really is a sickness. And we see it at every level. It's not just billionaires, trillionaires, millionaires. It's even the guys who are just earning they're earning a good or a decent salary in a company. And somehow they consider themselves in the same boat, the same, you know, that, yeah, us rich guys, you know, we're going to pay less tax. What about the people less fortunate than you? Think about the people who are less fortunate than you, and how can you help them? How can you make this world a better place? How can you protect people and animals and the environment and all of those in need?
The world is full of magical things, patiently waiting for our wits to grow sharper. Those who have never known the deep intimacy and the intense companionship of mutual love have missed the best thing that life has to give. Three passions, simple but overwhelmingly strong, have governed my life. The longing for love, the search for knowledge, and unbearable pity for the suffering of mankind.
All our lives in fast pursuit, smash and grab like thieves.
And I'm sitting here with a bottle of wine, so please forgive me. If you want the more positive book to write, go to my YouTube channel, The Only Book to Write. Very positive literary publications. Here on the Book to Write podcast, we tackle different elements. And I look at what is going on today in the world. And I don't really see anything good. I mean, yes, there are many people who are pushing back and fighting and trying to bring about change. And I wonder how many of those people are doing that for a personal gain. I don't know. But I hope the majority of people care about mankind. They care about our future. And anyway, that song was a song called The Suffering by Lagwagon from their 2019 album, Railer, a brilliant album. And of course, 1 year after that album, we entered into the pandemic and we thought our problems were just beginning. And the pandemic brought us a lot of problems, but you know what? It's funny. We had the pandemic. And then we had an invasion of Ukraine. We had a shortage of oil. We had unprecedented oil prices. And naturally, when you're delivering products using fossil fuel vehicles and your oil prices are extremely high, your delivery costs are high, and therefore the cost of products rises, right? So your inflation goes through the roof. So jump forward to 2025, 2026. We have no reason for inflation. We have low oil prices. We have low petrol / gas prices. And our inflation is up. Our inflation was actually great under the previous administration compared to, relative to, global inflationary rates. But people do not travel. They do not look outside of their own little hemisphere. They don't understand what is going on globally. So they inexplicably vote in a way that is just borderline unacceptable. And for the first time, you know, I'm as an American citizen and a British citizen traveling to Europe next month, and will truly for the first time be looking at apartments and thinking, should I move here? And don't get me wrong, I've been through all of this before. I lived in Africa. I didn't want to escape Africa in spite of what was going on. I loved it. And I wanted to stay and I wanted to fight for democracy. And I want to fight for democracy today in America. But sometimes living in a certain environment becomes very difficult. And you know, we all want to be proud of the things that we achieve. We all want to be proud of the places that we live in. And I see this replication of people who are just like mirror images of this leader. And it's just amazing to me how hypocritical people are. They look at other countries and say, why? What? The internet is banned. No one can get onto the internet and people are being slaughtered. And then you vote for somebody who wants to ban the internet here. Long, long pause there because I'm astonished by how people are only concerned once things impact themselves and they don't give a shit about anybody else. Profane Rights of Man by Bad Religion, 2018 single. And what a beautiful, amazing song. And the lyrics are mind-blowing. And of course, 2018, a significant time if you put it into perspective with today. Guess what? Guess what was similar to 2018 and 2026? Stupidity prevailed. And one thing that I love about Bad Religion and about educated American society and about American government is the branches of government that bring into check into power, into play, checks and balances, and mean that no one branch of government can have more or complete control of power. It's there to be built, to be controlled, so that we don't have some kind of dictatorial, tyrannical government. And yes, that is being tested to the extreme right now. But it is my personal belief, and I could be lying in a mass grave tomorrow or next week or the month after, but I do believe democracy and the Constitution will prevail. And I think that we have too many educated people. And I think also one of the beautiful things about American society is that it is an irreverent, wild, uncontrollable society in many ways, in a good sense, in that it's, for those of you who are sitting back and laughing or thinking this is ridiculous, those of us who have been raised in Europe, in Russia, and have in China, in Taiwan, understand these threats. We saw World War II, we saw Germany. And don't get me wrong, I love all of my German friends today. And if you're listening, I love you. But of course, we know what happened in the past. And it was not too long ago. And I was one of those people who was saying, this can never happen in modern times. We have the internet, we have too much freedom of information. And now, look what is happening. Everything is being twisted and bent and warped, and everything's becoming polarized to the extent that we're actually in danger of that again. And I have Russian friends who are saying, I'm terrified. I've seen all of this happen before. And you realize how difficult it is. And yes, somebody may come knocking on my door right now with a bulletproof jacket. But this is America, built on the principles and foundations of freedom, freedom of speech. And I see all of these people voting and saying, why is the internet blocked in Iran? And they're voting for a guy who literally wants to block the internet here in America. And if you're listening to this, fuck, man, fucking change your vote. You made a mistake. I'm sorry. I cannot say that I tolerate all religious views and all political views anymore, because I don't.
on trichinosis. Would you navigate the globe with a map of a flat earth without DNA testing? Would you believe virgin birth? And I find it's getting painful to put up with grown adults who actually believe in unicorns and creation, and God always takes their side. That's when my innocent jamming turns snide.
Best God in Show by NoFX from their 2009 album Coaster, an album about just getting drunk and being an alcoholic and enjoying life, but it had amazing songs like this, which is Why Do You Trust Faith in an Imaginary God over Science and Fact and History? Why do you do that? And why in 2026, in one of the most developed countries in the world, do we still have a government that is still doing that? Well, in the past they were doing that, I suppose. Today, the government doesn't really care or think about that. I mean, they're not They're just taking advantage of the whole, yes, God, Bible. I mean, I'm not even going to talk about that because it's just ridiculous. There's just no room for that at all in our government. And there is certainly no theological education or any other form of education in our current government.
Scripture and Christian thought. bank, the Gaza Strip. Soon to be parking lots for American tourists. And fascist cops, yeah.
Magical Haile Selassie Up Your Ass by Propagandhi on the How to Clean Everything album from 2003. One of my earliest adultish influences, going out with friends and listening to that and realizing that the world was different. Everybody aspired to different things. And no matter how many problems that we have, and as people want to shuffle around and immigrate and move and go to different countries, one thing remains the same. No matter how much bloodshed we have, no matter how many jobs we lose, no matter how much turmoil there is, no matter how many natural disasters we have, people want to get married and have kids. Ask me why I'm sad, I'll say it's not so bad. I've done too much growing up today. And that is the beautiful Calendar by Good Riddance from their 2000 album The Phenomenon of Craving, in fact, an EP. And I remember lying in my bed in the UK, 2001, beside a friend of mine from Amsterdam. And we were singing songs to each other, and I sang that song to her, and she said to me, "That's beautiful." And yes, it is beautiful, but it is so political and meaningful. And anyway, I've taken up more than 30 minutes of your time. I hope you can forgive me. Thank you for joining me. Stay safe. Take care of each other. Be kind. Be good. And come back and listen soon.